Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in studio, Mike Cannon, the Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator, in with us this morning. Thanks for dropping by.
Sure.
Well, just as early as yesterday, we saw tornado watches and things going on around the area. Severe weather can happen just about any time, it seems.
Tis the season.
It's always the season, but much more so here in the spring and early summer months here in this part of the country. And you've got some storm spotter training coming up here this week. You know, it's interesting, Mike, because I think most of us feel like, I know a tornado if I see it, but it's more than just that.
Right. There's a lot that goes into storm spotting. Wind damage, for instance. I mean, we got wind blowing pretty good right now, but hail. So there's a lot of different things, components that go into severe weather. And these classes really highlight what the Weather Service is looking for, the important things that they need reported, and all the details as far as the wind, where and where exactly it was. And these classes really help out with that.
They get right into the nuts and bolts?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, they go from everything, you know, how a storm generates and so forth, and right on down to how to report it and all of that. So, and how to do it safely.
Do you have these on a regular basis?
Right now, the Weather Service does these every other year in a county. They used to be able to get out every year, but now with budget constraints and whatever else, they have limited us to every other year. So, you know, like someone was telling me the other day, you know, if you miss one, then you're looking at a 4 years before you get to another one. If you missed if you went to the last one, you missed this one, then you're looking at a 4 year span where you haven't gone to one. So,
do things really change that much in that 4 years, or is it just making sure you're up on?
That's the big thing. A lot of people, you get younger people that come into a fire department, for instance,
sure,
or into law enforcement that just haven't had a lot of experience with it. And, it is a good, and it's a good refresher if you haven't done it in a while also. And these are open to the public. We will get a lot of fire department people there. We will get a lot of law enforcement. I'm sure that'll be half or more of the people that are there. But the general public is really welcome to come to these. We get a lot of younger kids that are, their parents have brought them because they have a real interest in storms and weather, and so they come. Or we've even had a couple that the kids really terrified of a storm, and they go through and talk to them about, and they feel a lot better after they go through something like this. Tornadoes are a really uncommon occurrence when you really think about it. The chances of you getting hit by a tornado are astronomically slim, but you have to be prepared if the time comes.
Tell you, that's an angle I never really thought of much, trying to calm a child's fears by giving them more information.
Sure.
Whatever gets them there to find out more about those kinds of things. Now, you mentioned it's open to anyone who wants to come out. Do they have to register ahead of time?
No.
Okay.
It's a free program. You don't have to register. You show up. It's at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening in the courtroom on the second floor of the courthouse. The more the merrier. There's plenty of room there, and we will get as many people as come.
And this is put on by the National Weather Service, so there
yes.
will be meteorologists there that'll be working through all these issues.
Absolutely, and they encourage questions, and we generally do get lots of questions in our neck of the woods. We are we're kind of in a unique place. We are at the far western boundary of the Des Moines Weather Service, so there's usually a lot of questions about how that transfer happens between other services, like the Omaha service and the Des Moines. There seems to be lots of questions about that, amongst other things. There's just a wide variety of questions, and they're really good. They're very knowledgeable.
There's so much more information out there, too, with all the data you can find online. You can look at Doppler radar online, just about the same stuff they're looking at when you watch the weather guys on TV do it. So much of that stuff is out there. We're so bombarded by all this stuff. It kind of piques people's interest.
Yeah, it does. And so, and like I say, this will, this is, if you have an interest, you should definitely come out. And if you have questions for, you know, that maybe a meteorologist can answer, this is your opportunity.
Let's talk about trained storm spotters. How do you use them? Are they essential for what you do?
Yeah. We have kind of a loose-knit group. I mean, we don't have a team per se, but we do want to hear about, we certainly want to hear from people that have hail of a certain size or wind speeds of a certain you know, mile per hour, or absolutely if there's funnel cloud or a tornado on the ground. We want to hear from those people, and the Weather Service does too. And so, you know, if we've got a tornado, you know, a tornado on the ground in Lewis or outside of Lewis, we certainly, you know, we want to know that information so we can act on it.
That's part of the advance warning. All the technology in the world does not replace the on-the-ground pair of eyes, the two eyes that are staring there looking for things.
And that's the other thing. The we don't have to have people out in their vehicles. In fact, I prefer some. A lot of that doesn't happen. If you've got a good view to the south of you know, your home, and south and southwest, you can be a storm spotter. You know where you are, right? If you're reporting from your home, and so those people can be just really invaluable.
I know people see movies and different things and think, oh, you're out there, these storm spotters out in the cars, these tornado chasers, and they're always in harm's way, and they're tooling around, have all this mobile equipment and stuff. That's not what we're talking about here, and I'm guessing probably part of the training is to know when to stop storm spotting and go take cover yourself.
Exactly. They really go into the safety portion of it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So do they need to bring anything with them when they come on Wednesday?
No, there's nothing to bring, just questions and we'll take care of the rest.
And this is all-encompassing. This is for people who've done it before and for people who are just now starting.
Absolutely.
And they'll all get something out of it.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Again, that's coming up this Wednesday, March 8th. It's at the courthouse. The court. It's courtroom. In the courtroom at the Cass County Courthouse. There we go. 7 until 9 p.m. roughly. And just bring your questions. They'd be glad to take those. Excellent. Mike, thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks for having me.